Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. I know you're probably on the edge of your seat wanting to know how we're going to give Bree the gift of rest. Well, we'll get there, I promise. But first, I want to bring us back to one of our core disciplines, which is setting intentions. This is a practice where we think about our day ahead of time. We think about what all we get to do, and also how we want to approach those things. So, you might have school or work, but today there's a spelling test or a big meeting. Just knowing and remembering that ahead of time can help you mentally prepare. And maybe, when it comes to things like quizzes or meetings, you get a little nervous. So, an intention you can set for yourself is to pause before the quiz or meeting begins and ask God to quiet down the voices of worry and remind us that God is with us. Well, this week we've been talking about the practice of Sabbath. We've said that it's about resting, and we've talked about the importance of rest, especially when we're feeling tired or run down. But we also said that it's not just something we do because we're tired, and it's not something we earn by getting our work done. Sabbath rest is a gift from God. It's permission to pause and enjoy time with God. The Bible talks about setting aside one full day each week for Sabbath rest. Some people do this every week, and for you, this might feel doable on occasion. But for a lot of us, that's probably hard to imagine in this season of life. But here's the good news. Sabbath is not an all-or-nothing discipline. God cares the most about the principle of making room in our lives for rest and time with God, even if it's going to look different for each family and each season of life. If you can't do a full day, can you do half a day? If you can't do half a day, can you do an hour or two? Even setting aside 5 to 10 minutes on a busy day can make a difference. So here's something you can try now and maybe even again tonight during your wind down time. Help each other think through your day coming up. Are there any moments when you could set aside time for God and enjoy some Sabbath rest? Is it the first 10 minutes after you get home from school or work before you start homework or turn on the TV? Is it stopping for a snack between after-school activities or running errands? Or could you use your wind-down time tonight as a moment for your whole family to rest together? Go ahead and talk about that, and if you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. Okay, I've kept you waiting long enough. Let's talk about our surprise gift for Bree. You know how some shops have a sign they hang on the door to let people know they're closed? Well, I got a special sign that she can hang on her bakery door. On the side that faces the sidewalk, it looks like a normal closed sign. But on the back, it says, "We love you, Bree. Get some rest." And here's what makes it really special. I took it around town yesterday afternoon to some of her regular customers, and I got them to sign it. That way, whenever she goes to hang it up, she'll see her very own permission slip to take care of herself, signed by the people she cares so much about. And when I head down there later today to give it to her, I'll be sure to leave a marker so anyone that comes in can add their name until it's completely full. My hope is that whenever she chooses to close the bakery, whether it's still only one day a week, or if she adds a second day, or only does occasional rest days here and there, she can know that we support her. Yes, we love her bread and her pastries, but we love her even more. And when she chooses to take care of herself and her team, it enables them to take care of us too. Okay, let's wrap up in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Or, if you haven't done it in a while, perhaps today is a great day for a wiggle prayer. Dear God, We thank you that you always want what's best for us. And so, your invitation to rest is not an extra thing to add to our day or week, but it's a gift that helps us be who you made us to be. Help us to make space for Sabbath rest, whether it's a full day or just a few minutes, because any time dedicated to you is worth it. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great day, and I'll let you know how the sign delivery goes tomorrow.